How good it is to gather together, to connect in with God and with one another as we worship the Lord this morning. So welcome to you all in this time of worship on this fourth Sunday of the Lenten season, counting down until Holy Week to think about what Jesus experienced and did for us, that we would know salvation and through the grace and the beauty of Easter morning. So welcome to you all. Please look over page 6 in the bulletin highlights of several upcoming events. We have a couple of special announcements, first from Linda and then from Bruce.
Good morning. As we shared last week, the consistory held a special meeting after worship last Sunday. We were meeting to discuss the search committee's recommendation of a candidate for Director of Youth and Young Adult Ministries. Following that discussion, the motion to accept the recommendation was tabled for the time being. Further information has been sought from Shepherd Staff Church Ministry Agency, as well as the search committee and the personnel committee. The consistory will meet on March the 18th to continue their discussion, and I just request that you continue to pray for us in this decision.
Good morning. Men, well, I know it's last minute, but let's face it, sometimes that's how we work best. Man Camp is next weekend. It's not too late to sign up. Would you like a weekend away from all the craziness of life and enjoy some awesome time and grow in your faith and worship alongside other believers? Then come join us for a time of different activities, some wonderful worship, and, oh, yeah, some great food. Bacon. We all know bacon. So age is not an excuse. You can't tell me you're too old to go. If you're interested or have any questions, come see me. And last week, Pastor Eric said he'd like to go. So if that's an option, you would prefer to preach next Sunday so he can go, I'll take volunteers for that too. So thank you.
I think Lynn had happy fingers this morning. Our opening scripture this morning is taken from Psalms chapter 107, verses 1 through 3, and can be found on page 600 of the Pew Bible. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this: those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Let's pray. We are in awe of your magnificent power displayed through the universe, for through you all things were made and all things have their being. We come before you with grateful thanks and with hearts that long to adore you and worship only you. Lord, may we know the presence of the Holy Spirit here with us today. Help us to be open to your leading, sensitive to your speaking, and alert to your calling. Father, we invite the same power that was at work when Jesus was raised from the grave to be present with us here and now. Lord, we declare that you are a welcome guest amongst us. Amen.
And I invite you to rise as you're able as we come together singing. We'll start with number 51, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Wonderful Grace of Jesus, number 198.
Wonderful Grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its grace begin? Take me away, my burden.
join me in our affirmation of faith, the Apostles' Creed, which can be found in the inside back cover of the red hymnal or on the screen behind me. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Take a few moments and share the peace of Christ.
Good morning, children. Come on down if you would, please. Oh, good. We've got a nice group today. Okay, we're going to get ready for a big good morning. Are you ready? Good morning. I can tell you're lacking an hour's of sleep. Okay? I'm going to tell you in just a minute. Okay. Our scripture today comes from John 3, and a chapter that a lot of people know, John 3:16. So that's the verse I'm going to talk about, okay? And it starts out, For God so loved the world. And it got me thinking, I wonder if I can measure how much God loves us. Measure his love. So I brought three things with me. I brought a tape measure.
What's that?
In a minute. And I bought a measuring cup, and I brought a clock. Three things. Okay. Let's say I was going to make some sugar cookies, and I want to make sure I have exactly the right amount of sugar in my cookies. Would I use number one? Would I use number two? Or would I use number three to measure that? What would I use? Which one? Two, right. You know, you guys are smart because this morning, Andrew, who's our music guy, he chose the tape measurer. You believe that? He did. He chose the wrong one. He's not very handy in the kitchen. Okay. But then I thought I read something in Psalms, and it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then it goes on to say, my cup runneth over. Well, if that cup runs over with God's love, that doesn't tell us very much how much we can measure his love. But what if I built something in my backyard? Let's say I built a playhouse. I'd go out, I'd get my boards, I'd get my hammer, I'd get my nails, I'd get my screws. Would I use number one, number two, or number three to help
number
me build
two.
It? Number two, you are right. You guys are smart. I'd use a tape measure. Now, I read in the Bible, though, that God's love is higher than the heavens. So if I took this, and I'm not going to dangle it all the way out, but if I made that go all the way out and I'd reach up, I would never reach the heavens. So I can't use a tape measure to measure God's love very well. It wouldn't even reach the ceiling, I don't think. What if I made a cake? And I put my cake in the oven, and I wanted to make sure I didn't burn it. Would I use number one, number two, or number three, do you think?
Number three.
Yeah, Yeah, I'd have to use the clock to see how long that cake was in the oven. But you know what? In the Bible it says, God's love is for everlasting to everlasting. That means it goes on and on and on and on forever. And my clock would run out of batteries pretty soon. So I couldn't use a clock to measure God's love. So I went back to that verse, for God so loved the world. And then I read on a little bit that he gave his only begotten son. He loved us so much that he sent Jesus to this world. Now let me read that verse. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, whoever believes in Jesus, believes that he came to the world, that he gave us, that 3 days later he rose. If we believe that and we follow God's rules, guess what will happen? The very end of that verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That means if we believe, we'll be in heaven with Jesus. Now that's you can't measure that kind of love. That's love on top of love, is what I would say. Let's pray. First of all, we thank you for each of these children up here, Lord. We thank you for each of your children sitting in the pews this morning. Your love is unmeasurable, that you would be willing to send your son to die for us, that we may live with you forever. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Amen. And thank you for coming up.
As we come into a time of prayer this morning, looking at the concerns which seems to be growing each week on page 12 of your bulletin, the back page, be praying for Debbie Russell and her family on the passing of her mother, Shirley Perry. Got word yesterday from Sue, and Sue's here this morning, that Ben has been approved for another week. By that approval, that comes from insurance. Approved for another week of therapy, and he will be discharged on Friday the 15th. So continue to be in prayer for them. And then dropping down to Neil Miller, son of Dorothy, the cancer is at stage 4. So they have been praying and asked us to pray for a miracle of healing. And they're just spending lots of time together as he recovers in the hospital. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, in our time of worship, gathered together and connected in, we come before you. And Lord, as Nancy so well expressed, your love is unmeasurable. It's one of those great mysteries of the faith of you that we cannot truly understand and know how vast your love is. We do know that you love us. That love is realized in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ. Not only coming to the world, but dying on the cross and rising from the grave, that we would have forgiveness of sins in the hope and the promise of everlasting life. How vast. And so we live by trust. We live by faith. And Lord, as we do look at John chapter 3 this morning, in the reality of the darkness of the world and the light of your kingdom, Lord, for those times when we have each been attracted to the darkness, forsaking the light of your love and the light of your scriptures, we ask for your forgiveness. We confess our sin, having that desire to turn to Jesus Christ once again and to step into and to walk in the light. And yet, Lord, the darkness of the world is so vast. And yet the scripture tells us that your love is even more. So that when we come to the light and we confess and we repent, You love us. You love us even when we're in the darkness, calling us from and to your light. Thank you. Thank you for your grace, your wonderful grace, and your mercy. As a congregation in prayer this morning, we pray for everyone on our prayer list. We pray for Debbie Russell and her family. We continue to pray for Ben and Sue and pray that this final week of therapy at the hospital will just prepare him to come home and be discharged, and how good that will be for Ben to be home once again. We pray for Stuart and Rhonda as Stuart has gone through his first round of chemo, waiting for those effects that might happen, but praying for that healing and as he prepares for the second round. We pray for Jody, who will have that second surgery on her other leg in about 10 days. We pray for the success of that surgery, and we thank you for her perseverance and pray for her healing. We pray for Regina and Neil as they focus in on times of rehab and look for times of treatment of their cancers. We pray for Connie and Maxine and their times of recovery. We pray for the Willis family as they continue to deal with different issues of health. Lord, we pray for the consistory and the search committee and the candidate as this process continues. We pray for your guidance and your discernment. And Lord, we pray for Tom and Megan in the islands, the people of the islands that they are missionaries for, as they begin a month tomorrow, a month of prayer and fasting. We pray alongside them, and we thank you for the ways that they can share resources through the internet. Lord, gathered, here we are to pray and unite us in the power of your Spirit as we pray the prayer of our Lord, praying together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
And again, I invite you to rise as we sing our sermon hymn. It's the insert in the bulletin, Into My Heart.